Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, I've called it the Continental, because really it's a jamboree of songs which I've taken a liking to over the last few weeks. And this week's show will end with an incredible contrast, but more about that later. Let's reverse the typical theatre organ programme and play the overture at the start rather than the end. This one was written in 1842 by a Russian composer, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the composer's name. However, it's the overture from Ruslan and Ludmila, played by Simon Gledhill on the John Dickinson High School Kimball in 1996. So take it away, Simon.
Thank you.
Simon Gledhill demonstrating every single facet of the John Dickinson High School Kimball there, from full organ to all those quiet stuff on the strings and the flues and the diapes and terrific stuff there. 66 ranks of Kimball. Well, with the overture out of the way, let's move on to a march. This march was written by John Philip Sousa for the operetta of the same name. I'm of course referring to El Capitan. It's a march that's seldom heard these days, but luckily Australian organist Chris McPhee took to the console of the Capri Theatre in Adelaide with El Capitan. Chris McPhee there with Al Capitan. I particularly like that march because it's got two march tempi in it, 6-8 and 2-4. And I'm going to possibly start a debate now. I do prefer 6-8 marches over 2-4. Shock horror, I know. Well, we've had an overture, we've had a march, so let's go in for a ballad. This is a beautiful ballad written for the 1989 musical Aspects of Love, which of course was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and rather worryingly I've become quite a fan of his output in the last few weeks. I don't know what's come over me, I think it's the change in temperature. But anyway, let's turn back the time to 1997 and Len Rawl at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester with The First Man I Remember. Thank you. Len Raw there with the first man I remember at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester with its mighty Paramount 4-manual 20-rank Wurlitzer with all those beautiful tibias, strings, voxes, saxes, tubas, everything, ooey-gooey sounds there. And for a rather interesting fact, that recording was made on the same day of the IRA bombings in Manchester, so I can pinpoint the date exactly. It's rather a miracle then that that recording session was finished, because it could have been cut short a lot earlier. So let me go back to my checklist. Overture, done. March, done. Ballad, done. Now it's time for a selection. This is a rather short selection, there's only three songs, but they're all hits in my view. They all come from the musical Pal Joey, which launched in 1940 and featured music by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, that ultimate duo of composer and lyricist. The show launched two songs that would become standards, and they start off the medley with I Could Write a Book and Bewitched, and the final item of the three is The Lady is a Tramp. And this trio of tunes is played by Nicholas Martin on the Turner's musical Merry-Go-Round Wurlitzer on one of the last recordings made on The Great Big Beast.
Thank you.
Nicholas Martin there with Free From Pal Joey. Some beautiful sounds there from the Turner's Wurlitzer. Well, time for a change of tempo now. This time we go to 3-4, also known as a waltz. Now, if you haven't got enough space for a theatre pipe organ at home, there's many options you can consider. Some people have gone down the route of the Paramount Hauptwerk setup, which is one that I'm going down myself. The offer is to buy a already complete theatre organ setup at home, a digital one, and Allen organs seem to be the best out there. This is the Allen 319 EX George Wright Edition model, and this particular Allen is in the home of Bill Schumacher in Toronto in Australia. So it's time for another Australian organist to play the beautiful waltz Bluesette. And at the console is John Atwell. John Atwell there with the Jazzy Waltz Bluesette on the Allen 319 EX George Wright Edition model. Well, from the modern sounds of the digitally sampled electronic organ, let's go back in time to a true theatre organ favourite. I'm of course referring to Gerald Shaw, and where else than the Odeon Leicester Square Compton. With Gerald in his imitable style, with a sort of foxtrotty swingy ballad called That's All. But don't worry, there's more to come. Thank you. Gerald Shaw there at the Duchess with That's All, recorded at some point in the early 60s, no doubt. Well, I've stated on the show many, many times that I love the theatre organ because of its diverse sounds. I love the fact that every organist brings his own style to a particular instrument. The organist is not only playing the music, arranging what stops and what sounds they want, but also arranging the music, so they are in fact a conductor, an orchestra, and an arranger all in one. So with that in mind, there's great scope for one person sat at one particular organ console to do completely different things to another organist sat at the same organ console, and vice versa. So to end this week's show, I'd like to play the ultimate contrast. I know that comparisons are hard, but I would like to not say this as a comparison. I would like to play these two tracks back to back as a point. That every organist is different, and that's why I love the genre so much. So let's end this week's show with a complete contrast. And the song is The Continental. Round one goes to George Wright at his Leslie Factory studio organ in Pasadena. 3 manuals and 27 ranks. This was recorded in 1960. And round two goes to the 1961 recording of The Continental played by Reginald Dixon at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Now, it doesn't get much more of a contrast than this, so please bear with me as we play out The Continental times two. We'll be right back. contrasts certainly don't come bigger than that. George Wright and Reginald Dixon there with the Continental, playing two very different organs in two very different styles, but both equally, in my mind, enjoyable. I do hope that you'll join me next Thursday at 8 p.m, where I pay my own personal tribute to the Organist Entertains, and sadly by next Thursday it will have been written off the air. 49 years of theatre organ music in the public eye, and I can't let that go by silently. Well, that's about the lot from me. See you next Thursday at 8 p.m. All the best, all the time. Take care.